USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Russia retaliates in Ukraine by targeting the locals.
Russian military forces are targeting Ukrainian civilians in hundreds of missile strikes launched this past week. A senior U.S. military official said Russia is trying to retaliate after an explosion damaged a key bridge. The official said Russia is deliberately targeting civilians and infrastructure like electricity and bridges in Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Missile strikes in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, left cars burning and splatters of blood on the sidewalks. Throughout this week, Russian military fired its most intensive barrage of missiles at Ukraine since the start of the war in February, killing 3 dozen civilians, knocking out electricity, and overwhelming air defenses. One thing the missiles did not do was change the course of the ground war, fought mostly in trenches, with the most intense combat now in an area of rolling hills and pine forests in the east and on the open plains in the south. These battles are where control of territory is decided and where Russia's military continue to lose ground despite its missile strikes. They use their expensive rockets for nothing, just to frighten people. Vladimir Aryev, a member of Ukraine's parliament, said that the Russian cruise missiles, rockets, and self-destructing drones used in the strikes. They think they can scare Ukrainians, but the goal they achieved is only making us angrier. Former NFL player and GOP Senate candidate Herschel Walker is now denying that he supports a total abortion ban. U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and Walker faced off Friday night at their first and only debate broadcast on News Nation. Warnock, a church leader in the Atlanta area, also clarified his position on reproductive rights.
I think that the women of this country and the women of this state woke up one summer morning and a court protection that they've known for 50 years was taken from them by an extremist Supreme Court.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the community of Raleigh tries to recover from this week's mass shootings that left 5 dead and 7 injured, they come together to mourn the loss of the victims, all in different stages of life and all now gone at the hands of the teenage suspect during his rampage Thursday night. 52-year-old Nicole Connors, 49-year-old Susan Carnatz, a mother of three, also killed. 34-year-old Mary Matchell, a Navy vet now dead just days before getting married. And 29-year-old off-duty police officer Gabriel Torres gunned down on his way to work. The youngest victim, 16-year-old James Thompson, a high school junior. Tower Rock, a massive island in the middle of the Mississippi River south of St. Louis, is typically surrounded by water and only accessible by boat. But as severe drought spreads across the Midwest and pushes river levels to near record lows, people can now reach the rock formation by foot. The river has dropped low enough that you can walk over to Tower Rock and not get your feet wet or muddy, Missouri resident Jeff Biggett said. I only remember being able to do this one other time in my life. Just when we thought all of the off-field issues with Deshaun Watson were finally gone for good, a new allegation has emerged. A new sexual misconduct civil suit has been filed against Watson for an incident that took place during a massage in 2020. Watson is currently serving an 11-game suspension after settling on a punishment with the NFL for previous near-identical allegations. There are going to be a lot of questions when he's finally available for interviews. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.